Montanans will be headed to the polls in a few months to vote in the 2014 primary election. It's a chance for voters to say what direction they think their party should be heading. That will be a big decision in many Republican primary races for the state legislature. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us a deep divide in the state GOP, which defined much of the 2013 legislative session, has yet to be bridged.
This split between moderate and conservative Republicans was most dramatically seen in the 2013 Montana Senate. Republicans held a 29-21 majority over Democrats, but it often seemed as if there were three caucuses, as a small group of Republicans openly defied party leadership to side with Democrats on some key issues. Issues like school funding legislation, changes to campaign spending laws, and state employee pension reform.
It was hard to have one unified Republican voice because you had people splitting off from the party, becoming divisive, crossing over, and essentially acting like Democrats.
That's Senate Majority Leader Bozeman Republican Art Wittig. He's one of the leaders of the more conservative wing of state Republicans, which is recruiting far-right candidates to run against the 2013 moderates in this summer's primary. He says some of these moderates come from very Republican districts, so it's not really the general election where the winner is picked. The decision, he says, is in the primary.
Do people want to have that continued status quo government growth? Or do they want some reform through conservative ideas?
Well, I would say that the split hasn't healed it at all.
That's Conrad Republican Representative Rob Cook.
I don't think there was any anticipation that it would before a series of primaries.
He's with that group of moderate lawmakers branding themselves responsible Republicans. He says the moderates did what they had to work with a Democrat in the governor's office. He says the conservative wing of Republicans has imported what he calls foreign angst into Montana politics.
Our budget situation is outstanding. Our school system is outstanding. And if you were to listen to them talk, you would think that we were at the bottom of the world. You know, they've kind of brought an apocalyptic fervor to Montana that isn't warranted.
What's happening with Republicans in Montana is reflective of what's happening nationwide, with Tea Party candidates taking uncompromising stances on many social and fiscal issues.
One big change in Montana is that we are starting to reflect national trends far more than we did a couple decades ago.
Carroll College political science professor Jeremy Johnson, and he says that's a big part of what's happening with the state Republican Party. There's something else, though, with the legislature. Johnson says splits like this can tend to happen with large majorities.
What unites a major political party the most is to have to fight against another majority from the other party.
He says the state would likely see more defined splits in the Democratic caucus if they took over control of the legislature. Some Republicans say they are actively working to bridge this divide in the state GOP.
The last couple of sessions, you've had strong egos leading the legislative session.
Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas voted largely with the conservative wing in the last legislature. He says differences of opinion aren't new, but this rift is more pronounced, and he says everyone needs to take a step back and think about what's important. He suggests the disparate elements of the party focus less on the areas where they disagree.
Maybe we're not going to get the complete common ground on that. Well, let's set that aside. We don't need to bloody each other up and come back to it in another session, if that's the case. Whatever needs to be done. But let's not haul bills out on the floor and make each other look bad and throw a few rocks.
Perhaps it will be easier to take that advice after the primaries. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.